This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar, together with Philip C. and Kusu Chuang. First, though, we're looking at the impact of the pandemic on commercial properties. And no doubt, the hospitality industry is an obvious victim of this pandemic, given the numerous lockdowns. As a consequence, many hotels were forced to shut, and owners are putting their properties for sale.
That's right. So hotel listings for sale in Malaysia have risen by 40% year to date, which is also attracting interest from local and overseas investors. Meanwhile, the asking prices for these hotel properties are lower by between 10 and 35% as compared to pre-lockdown. And other commercial property like offices and retail have also not escaped from the negative impact of the pandemic, with declines in occupancy rates and property values.
So the question is the worst over for these properties now with vaccine optimism and the potential full reopening of the economy by the end of the year? We're asking Pravindran Singh, CEO of Zarin Properties. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Pravin. Thanks so much for joining us. Focusing on commercial properties, could you give us a sense of how the situation is developing? And maybe you can talk to us a bit about the average vacancy rate and value for commercial properties in the KL City Centre.
Sure. I think the market, you know, continued its subdued performance throughout from 2020, right? It's reasonably subdued. Occupancy rates actually have been maintaining quite well. You know, it's dropped probably only about 1%. Overall occupancy rates are generally at about 80% throughout in Klang Valley. Rentals, of course, are, you know, feeling the pressure. So rentals have dropped. It's you can get a sense that landlords are actually giving better deals in the market, not just in terms of the rental rates, but in terms of what I would say freebies, right? Free rent rates for a couple of months, renovation incentives, etc.
Pravindran, you know, although you say occupancy rates are just down by 1%, that's slightly intriguing, in fact, surprising.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's very resilient, actually.
Yeah, why is that resilient? Is it because tenants are locked into two, three-year contracts? And I think more importantly, over the long term, because of this work-from-home hybrid system, are those occupancies going to be declining over the long term?
Actually, when we did some surveys and research with regards to occupiers of purpose-built offices in the city centre, yeah, very focused in the city centre, many of them, close to about 75% of them, said that they're not going to change their real estate footprint in the city centre. In fact, they're actually going to repurpose the buildings to cater for more flexible, flex-use spaces. So they will cater for work from home, but they're not going to reduce the amount of space. About 20% said that, yes, they will definitely decrease staff and spaces, but we've not seen that yet. And yes, I think it's a function of the tenancies that they're locked into. The situation in the market, there is demand generally from downsizing, right? And also we have seen requests for upgrading and even upsizing, which is generally from the technology and the wellness sector.
Pravindran, how does that work out? Because if you've got to accommodate flexible working arrangements, but then maintain the same, well, footprint, how does that work?
It's because they convert the spaces to collaboration spaces, meeting rooms, and that's very very essential for a lot of these businesses. They still want, and staff still want to actually come back to office, right? So we have seen a huge shift in that as well. There are some new offices that have opened up, just recently renovated or recently opened, and you can see that the layouts have all changed. They're all catering for the pandemic or the situation for social distancing, but the use of the space is different. But close to 80% of the tenants said that they're not going to change their space. So we are also seeing a lot of hub and spoke types of offices. They maintain the city center offices and allow the staff to open smaller offices in the suburbs or used service offices or co-working spaces in the suburbs for the staff to access.
Well, you know, building on that point where you say that there's a need for commercial flexibility and this hub and spoke, can you pass out the differences in yield deterioration between the different types of commercial properties out there?
I think the biggest hit would generally be the shop offices, yeah? And when I mean shop offices, those are really meant as shop, not the traditional shop houses that we see in Taman Tun, Bangsa, etc. Those are still in demand because the ground floor spaces are still commanding serious rentals. But the shop offices in the likes of, let's say, the Filios, etc., I think you'll see the vacancy rates there are really deteriorating, and that's really impacting the yields, right? I think at least 20-30% drop in the yields. Notwithstanding, we do see that that's where, you know, we had a term, the, you know, where everyone upgrades to quality because of the market. But now what we're also seeing is when they want smaller spaces, they seem to tend to go to these properties. Mm. But that would be the worst impact property.
Pravindran, if we could maybe shift to hotels, which is what we opened the segment with. I mean, they've been one of the biggest losers of the pandemic as a result of travel lockdowns. Yeah. How depressed are hotel values? And can you give us a sense of which types of ratings are, you know, susceptible to fire sales?
You know, generally, the impairment for the hotels due to the pandemic, I would reckon, would be between 15-30%. That would be a range, right? And I think it's impacted all levels of the hospitality, right? However, the ones that are feeling the pain are, of course, the single hotel owners. You know, I think they don't have the scale of managing the properties. They only got one asset, and it, you know, and you've got to understand, you know, properties like this, you know, there is massive leverage in the business, right? You know, it's an industry with high financial and operating leverage, right? So the downward demand has really tested the resilience of the hoteliers.
Yeah, Pravindran, given the mixed use profile of a lot of commercial developments in the country, right, there seems to be a lot of intermixing between developments, between hotels and commercials. Just in terms of the oversupply conundrum that was existing even before the pandemic, and TRX in particular, right, how is that playing out?
So there is, of course, flight to quality for the office space. So, so for example, HSBC, or what they call Menara IQ now in TRX, you will see that occupancy will, of course, be about 50-60% with HSBC moving in. But what that will result is the older building, which is where they were in Masjid India area, you'll find that that building is going to be void. The same will be for PNB, the same will be for MIDF. So what we will see is flight quality. The newer buildings will actually get better, will get the tenants. And then you'll see the older buildings actually suffer. And those buildings, I think what will happen is they will be either repurposed, redeveloped, or refurbished in order to compete.
Pravindran, this flight to quality, what does that mean in terms of per square foot rental prices? Quickly, very quickly.
Sure. So in TRX itself, you'll be surprised that rentals are above 10 ringgit, though they're for the higher floors. Yeah, I'm talking about the higher floors. But you'll find that, you know, you can get competitive rentals at even below 10 ringgit. There are also properties that I think between the 5 to 6 ringgit per square foot is what the market will absorb at the current structure, but not necessarily the great buildings. Like the Twin Towers, the TRX, the 118, they will still command superior rentals.
Pravindran, thank you so much for weighing in. That was Pravindran Singh, CEO of Zarin Properties, talking to us about the commercial property sector outlook.
I'm really scratching my head. Only a 1% reduction
in
occupancy rate. I'm only looking at it from an anecdotal standpoint. I think much more vacancy in shop lots. I don't know, what's your experience?
Well, you see, I think the clue is in the flight quality, because then, you know, people want to, you know, go to nice buildings, newer buildings, better internet, better amenities downstairs. What does that spell for the older properties, though? I mean, Jalan Raja Chulan, for example, what happens there, right? Old legacy CBD buildings, what happens there?
It's a great question that we're not going to get to answer today, but you will be watching this space for sure. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.